said you liked the response Sunday. What about yesterday?
I loved it. I loved the energy. I loved the way our guys went out and competed. And loved the execution on both sides of the ball. So I feel like our guys were getting better and took the things that they learned in the meetings and executed on the field, and that was good.
You said you want to be responsible for bringing more juice back. You said you didn't think you did that quite enough last week. What are you doing this week to try to make sure
that energy's
there? Well,
we just getting back to what we do, you know, and we can't get away from that. You know, we just got to continue to be that way. If that's who we say we're going to be, that's what we need to be always, all the time, and that's just the way it has to be.
You made a point to focus on bringing that juice back to practice this week after last week's performance.
Yeah, we do. We just talked about don't forget to have fun, you know, continue to compete, you know, everybody, coaches, players, managers, trainers, everybody have fun. But let's execute, let's do our jobs and compete.
You mentioned when you came in, your big concern was how would your team respond to adversity. This is the first loss, obviously, under your tenure. What would you see on the response so far? We're talking about.
Well, I see our guys have put that loss behind them, and now they're working to try to make sure that we don't make the same mistake that we made the week before. And if we continue to prepare the way that we've been preparing this week, then we're going to have a great opportunity on Saturday to go out there and try to make those corrections.
Cal was a team that hung with powerhouse like USC. What stood out on film when they played USC that they were able to keep it close?
They played hard and they made some plays, you know, and then they're late in the game. They made some mistakes that probably cost them in that game, but they played hard and made some plays when they needed to. And again, it's college football. You know, every week you got to come ready to play and everybody can win.
Jalen was saying that they try and get the ball out. They try and get the ball in their running back's hands, out of the quarterback's hands in the pass a lot quicker than say, other teams he's seen so far this year. Have you sort of seen something that reflects the same?
I've seen the same thing. The same thing where they go out there and it's more rhythm, and they do a good job. The quarterback understands what they're doing, and he does a good job running the offense. And they just play hard and understand who they are. And that gives them a chance, and we got to play hard and understand who we are.
I told him the other day I didn't
want him punting that much, you know, but I guess it's helping him with his experience, being a young guy. And like I say, each week he's getting better, and we're going to need him to be better.
What did you see from him, you know, when you were recruiting that you wanted to add a kicker right away?
Well, he was competitive, you know, not just as a kicker. You know, he's a pretty good athlete, and you like athletes at pretty much every position.
Justin Wilcox has done a pretty good job in his first year, success between Oregon and Cal. And when you see the kind of, you know, sort of quick turnaround that they've had in a few games in his first year, how much appreciation and sort of, you know, admiration do you have for a coach like that able to find success so quickly?
Well, you like when you turn on the field and you see that they're playing. They're a well-coached football team, and they play with a lot of effort and energy. They play the game the way it's supposed to be played, and I think you appreciate that, and it all goes back to Justin and what he's instilled in those young men, and they're playing hard for him.
What do you like about Tony playing the slot position in place of Nelson instead of a guy like McNeil or Todd?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
What do you like about Tony Brooks in the slot instead of a guy like Todd or McNeil?
Tony's just a versatile guy that can give us a lot of different things. He can do some different things for us and give us an opportunity to move him around and hopefully create mismatch for us.
How do you evaluate the offense playing without Charles Nelson, and how, what kind of effect does he have when he's on the field?
Well, Charles is an explosive football player. I think we all know that. And with him not being there, not only is he an explosive football player, he has a lot of experience playing the game. And with him not being there, that's a huge loss for our offense. And but I thought if we play a cleaner game, I think we still have some success offensively. We just, again, we can't, we got to play a cleaner game. We can't have all the penalties and execute when the balls come to us. I think we still can make plays. But it hurts not having Charles, but some guys got to step up.
I think from what you learned and what the whole team learned versus Arizona State, if Charles doesn't play versus Cal, you think they're better equipped to play without him?
Again, I thought our guys was equipped to play last week without him. We just got to play clean. Again, we can't have a lot of penalties and expect to win. And so we got to play a clean ball game and execute when the ball, when the plays are supposed to be made, we got to make them, you know. And I think if we do that, we'll be fine.
Obviously, Jalen Jelks had a career game on Saturday. What about the front seven as a whole? Do you think it was one of their better performances?
I think our defensive line is getting better each and every week, you know, and all those guys are making plays. I was really impressed with Henry Mandu and the way he performed on Saturday, you know, and even Jordan Scott. You see that kid getting better each and every week. So they all getting better, and Jalen, again, each and every game, he's making plays, and we need for him to continue to grow throughout the year, and all of them. If they continue to get better, we'll be better.
Obviously, probably not 3 sacks and 5 tackles for loss, something to expect every week, but do you see a performance like that overall, something that he can duplicate?
I expect that every week now. You did it once, you can do it twice, you can do it 3 times, you can do it 4 times. I expect it every week now.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Coach.